And now for your moment of clarification.
Foie gras is that super silky, bulging, distressed duck liver, which is so desired, so tasty, so controversial that even a politician as buff as Arnold won't take a stand. That's how PETA got the ban passed into law. Those weak little pudding-brained emotional suspuckets that are more concerned for the welfare of a darn duck than starving and suffering people. That's right. They could march for cancer research, childhood hunger, immunizations for underdeveloped countries where people die of a hangnail. But no, they've decided to focus all their attention on a duck, and not even a cute duck. Have you ever tried to pet one? Those things are mean. They don't just bite. They follow you for miles and come after your families. And so you ask, do they deserve to die for that? Yes, yes they do. If you're gonna be delicious, then you should tread lightly around human beings. These ducks have it coming. And what's all the fuss about? It's the gavage. It's the way they're force-fed extra grain to get their livers all nice and chubby. Sure, if this was done to people, that would be torturous and inhumane, you say. It's cruel, you say. You ignoramus, do you think the duck farmers came up with it? You got it. People have been doing this to people for centuries. To prisoners on a hunger strike. To the imprisoned suffragettes in the early 1900s who just wanted the right to vote. To prisoners of war where they're force-fed down their noses with foods their religion forbids. To young skinny girls to fatten them up before being married off. PETA, you're misguided, ignorant, and you have got to sort out your priorities. People are more important than ducks. And yes, this practice is still being done today. And people are nothing like ducks, are they? They overeat themselves before migration, where their livers are supposed to bulge up to 4 times their natural size. And unlike people, they have a throat made just for this with a built-in trap that stores the food before heading down, and that's where the gavage pipe goes. This thing has no gag reflex. When done to people, it's barbaric. When done to ducks, it's dinner. And you know what, PETA? You've accomplished nothing. You got the foie banned only in California and not very successfully. You've opened up a whole black market for foie that's doing quite well. And restaurant owners, listen to this. You can still serve the foie. It's illegal to buy. It's illegal to sell. But if you serve a $40 piece of toast and it happens to come with a free piece of foie on top, guess what? That's completely legal. There's nothing that anyone can do about it. So, PETA, did you save any ducks? Nope. They're still making it, still selling it, still cooking with it, and still eating it. I had a foie burrito for breakfast. And if we foodies find out that your little grass-fed, free-range, hormone-free livers taste good, we'll be serving you with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. Bon appetit!